This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Lee, this has been burning in Donald Trump's gut for years. Sitting by, watching, as it's really considered, Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter, really the globalist class just gauche to do anything at all immoral, really, that would further America's interests, because we're so rich already. It doesn't matter. And if America gets the raw end of every business deal on earth, well, it's just not the kind of thing an American president does to advocate for America. That truly is the globalist mindset that even predominated the Republican Party for many, many years, and it drove Trump insane. Here he is on Oprah in the 1990s talking about the raw deal we were getting from Japan.
And yet we let Japan come in and dump everything right into our markets and everything. It's not free trade. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it, Oprah. Just forget about it. It's almost impossible. They don't have laws against it. They just make it impossible. They come over here, they sell their cars, their VCRs, they knock the hell out of our companies. And hey, I have tremendous respect for the Japanese people. I mean, you can respect somebody that's beaten the hell out of you, but they are beating the hell out of this country. Kuwait, they live like kings. The poorest person in Kuwait, they live like kings. And yet they're not paying. We make it possible for them to sell their oil. Why aren't they paying us 25% of what they're making? It's a joke.
Wow.
Yes, that's how long he's had a burn to finally get us free access to Japanese markets, the same access to our markets we just freely gave them. Yep. Now, remember Trump, before Shinzo Abe, the former prime minister of Japan, was tragically assassinated, he and Shinzo were very good friends. And just to set up how big of a deal yesterday was, I want to play him talking about Shinzo. This is this last campaign 24.
I went to him. And I said, Shinzo, we have to talk. What? Trade. And he goes, I'll never forget it. I know. I said, what do you know? I knew you'd come to me. Why do you say Taiwan? Because I can't believe, I wouldn't tell the story if he was alive, actually. I said, I can't believe how many years it's been that nobody even negotiated with us in America. I said, Shinzo, you have to pay for your cars. You're sending millions of cars. You don't accept a car from us. You don't have one car that you accept, and yet we're selling 3 million, 4 million of your cars. I said, Shinzo, on agriculture, you won't even accept our agriculture. And I renegotiated a whole trade deal. We have trade deals that were so bad that I said, who are the people that are doing it? They're either very stupid or they're getting paid off, okay? It's one or the other. It's very simple.
I truly wonder about that, which one it is.
Yeah.
Now, he began negotiating this deal in his first presidency. But yesterday, finally, I'll let him tell you.
I just signed the largest trade deal in history. I think maybe the largest deal in history with Japan. And that was done with Japan. They had their top people here, and we worked on it long and hard, and it's a great deal for everybody. I always say it has to be great for everybody. It's a great deal. A lot different from the deals in the past, I can tell you that. But we're doing really well as a country. We're strong. We have a lot of money flowing in. The tariffs are kicked in better than anybody other than me and a few of the people in the room thought could happen, Howard and Scott. And I just want to thank you. You've been unbelievable allies.
He went on to describe 50 members of the mainstream financial media as not very smart. I mean, I can't disagree. So, yeah, massive deal with Japan. Probably the largest deal ever made, he writes in a Truth Post. Japan will invest, at my direction, $550 billion into the United States, which will receive 90% of the profits. This deal will create hundreds of thousands of jobs. Mm-hmm. Japan, and you heard him in that clip before saying, look, like they're, you know, they're blocking our agricultural products. Not anymore. Listen to this. And that's him complaining about it in the 90s, okay? Not anymore. Japan will pay reciprocal tariffs to the United States of 15%. And they will open their country to trade, including cars and trucks and rice and other agricultural products. And they're going to pay our tariffs.
It's just amazing. The very people that criticize Trump for tariffs are perfectly fine with American products being tariffed by these other nations and their government regulations blocking us from their markets. That's why you don't see American vehicles overseas much, because they have protectionist regulations, whether it's the engine size or mileage or, you know, length or width or, you know, hood height or whatever the regulation that the EU or the Japanese or even the Australians have. That pretty much keeps American vehicles, American made and designed and built vehicles, from going anywhere outside of the U.S.
And then you got people like Rand Paul, who I like on some things, but he drives me insane. If he tells me one more time he's for free trade, that's not free trade, what you just described, Lee. That's not free trade.
No, it's not.
There's no barriers. It just goes back and forth.
Exactly.
I like free trade, but that ain't free trade.
I would be happy if there were no tariffs and no barriers, period.
Yeah.
And let the marketplace decide. Let the consumer decide. Do I want to buy an American-made vehicle? Do I want to buy a Korean-made or Japanese or Chinese-made or Russian-made? Whatever. Let the marketplace decide. I would prefer that that be the way. But if that's the way that the global market is going to be, that certain countries are going to charge us certain tariffs or have certain regulations, then fine, let it go both ways. And this country has been foolish, absolutely foolish, both Republican and Democrat administrations and legislatures, to allow this to go on for decades.
Let's look at what Trump got here too, because there's some things going on. I mean, obviously this is a much bigger country than Japan. And yet they market so many of their automobiles here, so many of their products here. They have a huge market share.
And they're great
here.
Products.
Yeah, no, they're good. They're fine.
I agree with what Trump was saying to Oprah. I have tremendous respect for the Japanese, the Germans, all of them. It's, you know, great products.
But it turns out all we had to do was ask this whole time. Yeah, like just pick up the freaking phone and ask.
Yeah.
Use the leverage we have. We have a lot of leverage. They wouldn't buy our agricultural products. Now they're not only doing that, they're paying 15% to us for the courtesy of being allowed to access our markets. And Trump will use those tariffs to make up for the fact that, you know, we're different size economies. But and now, even then, on top of that, they were all in such a great mood after this deal, they're going to go mine LNG together in Alaska.
Well, when we have a history of hiring politicians to run the country, what do you expect? This is what happens when you hire a capitalist industrialist to run the country. You get trade deals that make sense for this country.
You know what? And here's the thing. Nobody thought to really do this before. You just don't do it. You just, when we would get eaten alive. So congratulations to him. It's fantastic. Again, largest trade deal in history with Japan. Advantage us all the way. It's going to create hundreds of thousands of jobs. And let me remind you, back in April during Tariffmageddon, all of these
Tariffmageddon.
Oh, it's terrible. It was going to be. And remember, they had managed to artificially, because it was all fake, talk down the market. And it was none of the mainstream people. It was all like the big hedge fund shiny shoes who raise money for the Democrats, right? That's how you know they're lying. If they're the same people who raise money for the Democrats on Wall Street, and they're all screaming about, wow, this is going to be the worst I'll never forget this. The worst month for the stock market since the Great Depression. They ran it in a big banner across Drudge because it had been in the Wall Street Journal. It had been on all the financial news. It was mainstream thought. The crash was going to be so big in April. It's going to be the worst since the Great Depression. We have had two all-time stock market highs since then.
Yeah.
I can't say that enough times each week. But if you, Lee, in April, if you had been one of the vaunted few, the invited guests allowed on CNBC, CNN Business, or even Fox Business, where Cheryl Cassoni was daily holding a funeral because the end was nigh. Wearing way too much mascara, too, if you ask me. But whatever.
Okay.
She was almost hostile. And if you had gone on any of those networks and said, hey, you know what? I disagree. I think we're going to hit two all-time stock market highs. We're not going to hit a low. They would have never invited you back. They would have treated you like a mental defective. And we did. We did. We've hit it. So that doesn't mean it's always going to be great. But you know what? It means they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, apparently they didn't follow through. Because if you thought that there was going to be a great crash like that, what would you do with stock, Tara? You'd dump it.
Do you remember the power of, I mean, what
nobody did that.
Nobody did. Do you remember the stock, the Scott Bessent clip?
Yeah.
I wish I had it. It's from Vanguard. And he looked at the internals of Vanguard. Since the election of Trump, 97% of non-institutional stockholders, so mom and pop, me and you, right, in our 401k, did not sell in between Trump taking office and the fake tariff-mageddon. In other words, they heard all the hysteria, the crash is coming, the end is nigh, and 97% of stockholders went, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
And that is why that's why they couldn't crash the market. They tried. Yeah, boy, did they try. They couldn't do it. And all this time, Lee, think about this. They were going to crash the market to prevent a trade deal like that? Like that. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of thousands of jobs. Access for the first time in decades for our products to previously closed Japanese markets. And they're going to pay us 15% premium to access ours. And that's what you people tried to crash the market to stop. I mean, he's right, Lee. At some point, you got to say, are they literally stupid? Or are they deliberately sabotaging their country?
Yeah, getting paid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Golf, yeah. Love this. The Attorney General of Florida now has a reporting line. You can call and report your ex if he's an illegal immigrant, or she is. That's actually how they're marketing it. Call. Call ICE hotline if your undocumented ex should be deported. Don't like him? Want to get revenge? Did he cheat on you? Yeah? Report him. Tell us where he is. Let us pick him up. Duh, I never thought I'd see that in America. This is fantastic. Largest trade deal ever. Folks, if this is a sign of the amount of actual economic power we have, Katie bar the door for the rest of these trade deals and what they're going to look like. I thought this was supposed to be our demise. Sure looks pretty good to me. Meanwhile, we've had... one thing we've never seen before. I want to note this because it's historic. In my entire lifetime, in the culture wars... It's really cultural degradation. The left's just trying to degrade the culture and make it baser and baser and baser till we're basically animals running around naked, preferably in the, the gym or the changing room at the high school. They really are. It's just, all out sickness. Break down society however they can. When society begins to break down like that because the left is winning, we never go backwards. In the culture war. In fact, it was believed before Donald Trump was elected that it could not be done. I didn't think it could. Once you take a step forward, you can't go back. We're going back. We are hitting rewind. Another huge victory against the gender cult. Folks, these gender transition clinics for youth are shutting it down all over the country. First, it was the biggest in the country in LA. Then it was the one in Chicago. Or across the country, they're shutting down these particular clinics. They're still operating, but they're not doing any more cutting off of breasts. They're not changing out, swapping out genitals, and they're not doing any more chemical sterilization. This time, the latest to fall to Trump's reign of terror on behalf of kids, the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C., just announced it's pulling the plug on its gender transition medical interventions for kids. Effective August 30th. Why is this happening? Well, Trump signed an executive order, yes, but Pam Bondi took it and ran with it. And I got to tell you, as unhappy as I am with this woman on a few things, I have never seen a more effective attorney general in my lifetime. Maybe ever. This woman is on it, she's fast, and she gets results. And I think that's why Trump's defending her so vociferously. He doesn't want to let her go. He may never get anything done again. I mean, nothing was like this with Bill Barr. Nothing was like this with Rip Van Sessions. She is highly, highly, highly effective. Legally. The hospital's decision to shut down, stop chopping off breasts and penises, comes after the Justice Department launched investigations into over 20 doctors and clinics. Folks, these are criminal investigations. Performing these barbaric procedures on children. They're just all shutting their doors. And you know what that does? That catches us up to Europe. Remember that. I mean, 2022, the UK shut down its only youth gender clinic over concerns about reckless treatment. Then Sweden, Finland, France, and Norway followed suit, abandoning gender-affirming care. So folks, this started here with our cult. It spread to Europe. Europe said, whoa. That ain't right. I mean, this is whack. They all shut it down. Trump is literally physically shutting the doors. And then, did you see what else? Again, heading in reverse in the culture wars, putting good back in place, supplanting evil. Headline, U.S. Olympic Committee quietly bans men from women's sports in compliance with Trump's executive order. This is the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. quietly updated its eligibility rules. So we're going to have a real Olympic team, not just a bunch of dudes who claim to be women, who've curb stomped the women, given them black eyes, rolled right over them, and are now competing as women. We're going to have real Olympic teams again. Folks, did you ever think we could reverse this? I'm constantly revising what I think is possible in the Trump era. I love it. And by the way, do you realize this executive order? Women can still play on men's teams if they can make it. If you can make the cut. So this isn't discrimination against transgender people at all. You're a woman. You think you're a man. You can make the cut. You'll be on the Olympic team. The men's Olympic team. But men can't be on the women's Olympic team. So we'll hopefully never have to watch another female boxer get the tar beat out of her as a man, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
And this is truly historic, folks. I mean, I actually searched it up. Has another president, a sitting president, ever accused another president of treason? And in particular, treason against him? Nope. Never seen this before since the founding.
The witch hunt that you should be talking about is they caught President Obama absolutely cold, Tulsi Gabbard. What they did to this country in starting in 2016, but going up all the way, going up to 2020 in the election, they tried to rig the election and they got caught. And there should be very severe consequences for that. You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what? Let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president. And I thought it was sort of terrible. And I let her off the hook, and I'm very happy I did. After what they did to me, whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people.
Accused him of treason, actually using the word.
And you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. The leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it.
So Obama screaming and crying and whining, it's not true. Everybody's confused. I wouldn't do a thing like that. No, no, no. And Tulsi says, oh, yes, you did. And I've got thousands more documents coming to prove it.
And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents coming. So President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from crooked Hillary Clinton.
Here's Tulsi herself responding to Barack Obama.
It's the art of deflection coming from former President Obama, as well as his friends who are still in Congress today, and Senator Warner and Congressman Jim Himes, which doesn't actually address the issue that was revealed in great detail in the over 100 documents that we released last week, and the documents that we will be releasing later this week that point to the undeniable fact that you laid out in your introduction to this segment, is that the intelligence community had one assessment, that Russia did not have the intent or capability to try to impact the outcome of the U.S. election leading up to Election Day. The same assessment was made after.
Did you hear that? Did you hear it? Russia did not have the intent or capability. Nobody, you know what's frustrating me? Nobody on our side is actually reading what she released. Megyn Kelly put out the dumbest podcast I think ever, quoting a bunch of people from National Review. There's nothing new here. What? Is nobody reading the crosstabs? The declassified data? People are like, oh, we've heard this before. There's really nothing legally actionable here. That's Fox News all day long. What? Well, Megyn Kelly then sat down with Matt Taibbi and he had to explain it to her and speak slowly. And she was able to get it. Basically apologize. Sorry about my podcast yesterday. I didn't realize our side thinks we've heard this before. And it's not new. It's totally new. Folks, let me just give you one example, okay, of where we are. And this is why Democrats like Jim Himes are demanding Tulsi stop releasing this classified data. Why would they care if there's nothing new? He said it was dangerous. It's going to get people killed. Well, you mean like the ICE agents you're trying to get the masks off of? Like them? Yeah, no, they deserve to die. Not us. Folks, the classifieds that she's releasing is unbelievable. Is somebody at Fox News, would please just read it? Like take a minute and read it before you open your big fat mouth? I have never seen worse reporting than I've seen on Fox News in the last week about it. They cannot understand it. Folks, one of the documents, to me, one of the most shocking ones, she declassified, flat out says that Obama would like the Hillary Clinton criminal situation to go away because he doesn't want controversy. And that he is using Loretta Lynch, his attorney general, to pressure Jim Comey to make it go away. I mean, well, you can't do that. You can't cover up crimes like that. We have not seen, I'm getting very upset. We have not seen this before. And then these morons on Fox, I about fell off my chair. I had to turn it off. I was like, I got to turn this off. I can't watch this. They used the word botched. The FBI botched the Hillary Clinton investigation. No, botch means you screwed it up. Botch means you lost the folder. Botch means you meant to do good, but you didn't. That is not what Tulsi's documents show. Stop lying. Stop it. I don't know why they're covering for the Obama crew. The documents are very specific. Obama ordered Comey to make the Hillary Clinton crimes go away. And he did. He made them go away. He classified the existence of those 8 thumb drives with an unbelievable amount of highly classified intel on them and the evidence that it had been compromised by 5 foreign countries. You know how many felonies we're talking there? He just classified and made it go away. It's right there in the classified documents that she declassified. I don't understand. I don't understand why this is so hard. And to say, well, there's really no conspiracy here. I mean, there won't be any charges. Why am I always waiting? Here's former assistant FBI director Chris Swecker, who apparently, unlike the folks on Fox News and National Review, has actually read these documents. And he's like, no, I think there's going to be criminal charges likely.
Tulsi Gabbard said her evidence has now been turned over to the Department of Justice. Will we see prosecutions? And if so, who should be finding a good defense attorney this morning, up to and including President Barack Obama?
Yeah, I mean, I really think there may be possibly perjury or conspiracy to perjure on either Brennan or possibly even McCabe or Comey because they lied. I mean, there were lies on FISA.
Former assistant director of the FBI, who's actually, he says in the interview, he's read it. You can tell the others haven't. Well, Matt Taibbi goes on Megyn Kelly yesterday, you know, the investigative reporter, and says, Obama spied on Trump's campaign illegally? Yeah, we know. And by the way, that was the point of lying about the intelligence, using the Steele dossier, which they knew Hillary's campaign cooked up, and then taking it to the courts, lying to the courts under oath to get the ability to spy on Trump. Taibbi's like, oh yeah, Obama did that. So did Biden. You mean when he was president? Yeah. Wait. You're talking about the 2024 campaign? He spied on that? Yep. That's the story Taibbi says he's working on. So you know what? Keep it coming. Just let him talk. Let him talk and talk and talk. Lie and lie and lie and talk and lie. And then whack. They're not getting out of this. Doesn't mean we're going to win. But there's charges coming. There are. You can tell. This has been going on for weeks. They know it, we know it, and they know what they did. I'll have more on this coming up.
Been caught directly. So people say, oh, you know, a group. It's not a group. It's Obama. His orders are on the paper. The papers are signed. The papers came right out of their office. They sent everything to be highly classified. Well, the highly classified's been released. And what they did in 2016 and in 2020 is very criminal. It's criminal at the highest level. So that's really the things you should be talking about.
Yeah, and I think the problem now is a lot of folks on our side just lazy and they're not reading. Now we've heard this before. No, we've not seen this before. No, we haven't heard this before. And no, we've not had this reaction before. I mean, I'm getting it constantly on the text lines, beginning to drive me nuts. Ah, there won't be any charges. Nothing's going to happen. We've heard this before. No, we've never seen a referral from the CIA director to the Department of Justice because John Brennan perjured himself, broke the law. We've never seen that followed by a criminal referral to the Department of Justice requesting charges and investigation, along with the criminal behavior, evidence of the criminal behavior sent to the Department of Justice for that whole crew around Joe Biden. And we've never pursued this from a conspiracy angle, which gets rid of statute of limitations. All this is new. Trump didn't do anything like this last time. We've never seen this before. And then this. Here's Megyn Kelly, Matt Taibbi, investigative reporter yesterday.
Anyway, you're reporting that DOJ is also focusing on conspiracy charges, looking at conduct from 16 through 2024, and also at evidence that members of Trump's campaign may have been spied on in 2024. So what, can you please elaborate on either of those points?
One source who has a very concrete story about this, but I can't go forward with it yet. But what I can say is that there is a statute of limitations issue with some of these 2016 behaviors that would be solved if they could prove a continuing pattern of conduct. And there were various investigations that took place during the Biden era, some of which the public knows about, some of which they don't know about. And those, I think, would become tied to a conspiracy charge that would relate to these 2016 behaviors.
Yep. This is about to get very, very interesting. Meanwhile, folks, I can't believe what I'm watching. And I want you to remember something about Syria. A lot of confusion about Syria. There's a guy who used to run Syria. His name is Bashar Assad. That sounds like a Muslim name, so he's probably a bad guy. So it's probably okay that we tried to kill him and, you know, drove him out of the country, right? I mean, Assad, that sounds Muslim, right? I mean, it's probably a good thing. Well, Washington cheered when we drove him out and replaced him with the head of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. He was a very bad boy. Yeah, you see those commercials, our soldiers, the ones where we're building them, you know, specialty homes because they've lost their legs. Yeah, they got blown off by IEDs. That was him. He killed or injured hundreds of our soldiers in Iraq as the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Al-Qaeda tends to do that. Well, anyway, after Iraq, he needed something to do his time, so he decided to head Al-Qaeda in Syria. Great guy. You love him. And he and his outfit were on the terror watch list up until a week and a half ago. Second, we dropped him after Joe Biden installed him. Guess what he did? Immediate genocide. Started killing Druze. What are Druze? They're probably some bad Muslim people, right? No. They practice a very old sect combination of Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Mass murder. Genocide. But I mean, nobody cared when they started killing the Christians, rounding them up and bringing them into the square. Now the world is condemning Israel for preventing the Al-Qaeda genocide of the Druze. Somebody finally writes the right headline here. I can't believe this. We had morons on our side praising Marco Rubio for cutting a deal for Israel to stop bombing Al-Qaeda. I'm like, where's the win there? Kill them all. I don't understand the win, but I want to point this out to you this moment in time. What we have done here, because this was, if we thought we'd do this after 9/11, people wouldn't have understood. Joe Biden gave Al-Qaeda a country. They've always wanted one. Now they have one. It's called Syria. So the leader of Al-Qaeda in Syria, who murdered so many of our military members in Iraq, but then was let go. We had him in custody, actually, at one point, which is crazy. He's now running Syria. He's changed his name. I would, too. He's changed the name of the group he's a member of because it was a terror group. And now he's slaughtering his way through Syria. He's killing the Christians that Bashar Assad protected. Yes, he protected Christians. He's killing the non-Muslims that are only alive because Bashar Assad protected them. He's killing the Druze. Right now, you're not Muslim. You're not known to be Muslim in Syria. You better run for your life because they will kill you. Anyway, I know nobody cares about any of that. And Washington praised itself for installing Al-Qaeda and said this time would be different. He could change. Yeah, okay. Well, nothing's going to change. And I'm going to tell you what's coming. They've already got the terror training camps up and running there. You think they don't? So when the catastrophic terror attack happens on our soil, and to our shock, we find out that the guys trained in Syria, I want you to know this was the moment we could have stopped it. And I want you to know Marco Rubio is wrong. I saw people on our side, Rubio's amazing. Oh, it's so great. It took him less than 24 hours to cut a peace deal between Al-Qaeda and Israel. Well, what were the details? Oh, Israel's going to stop killing Al-Qaeda. And that's a good thing? Yeah. No, it's great. And then they can just peacefully continue their genocide. Well, you know what that means? They're peacefully continuing the training in the terror training camps for the catastrophic attack on our soil. Anyway, I'm not going to say anything more about it. I'll tell you the rest of the story after the catastrophic attack on our soil, which is coming. Why don't we just turn Israel loose and let them kill Al-Qaeda? Why is that hard? That people in our country don't even understand who our enemies are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.